The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Secure the template. Set the backside guide to appropriate lock set basket. The backside guide tabs include setting the jig, possession template. What the hell am I reading?
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Capello.
Something you don't need, you can sell. Some men will give into your bosom. All of a sudden, you begin to attract favor. It says men will give into your bosom. Men will give because you have been sowing sparingly. You have not sowed bountifully. That's for someone right there. That's a word of knowledge for you. That's a word of knowledge. And as if you'll just be faithful, as he that is faithful in that which is least, God knows you'll be faithful in that which is much. If you'll do that right now, at the close of the program, I want what you do. You call 214-620-6200 right now. And tell our prayer minister that you're vowing a vow for whatever you're sowing. Never let your faith go to work for you. Malachi 3, God said, prove me. He says, you've been robbing me of your tithes and offerings. He says, you're cursed. That's why you've got problems. That's Malachi 3. You can read for yourself. He says, that's why you've got problems. See, you hear that. He says, is he talking to me? If you feel like you're being talked to, you're the one. It's kind of like they say, if you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that barks is the one that got hit. If you let the word soak in, you're the one God's talking to.
Excuse me, rabbit a boopy.
God sent here today. If you'll sow your faith and let it go to work, you will be amazed.
Excuse me, rabbit a boopy.
The same miracles that creates miracles in bodies, that creates the miracle of the new birth, is the same God that can create miracles for a house, for transportation, to clean up your credit, to pay your bills off. That same God, if you'll just dare to believe, he said, if you'll bring your tithes and offerings, and he said, prove me now, herewith, and see.
How can I learn you? How can I read you? How can I thank you? And I can out-philosophize you. And I'm going to outlast you.
Building business, miracles and signs and wonders, follow them that believe. You've been waiting for signs to follow a sign. But Jesus said, signs follow them that believe. You have the keys. You can stand up. You can release your faith. You can begin to go forward and possess the land. You don't have to sit back there and die like a worm. You can rise up. If you'll just believe. Oh, if you'll just believe. If you'll just believe. Say, Bob, that's Bible. That's right. Psalms 56 says, vow and pay. And the David burst, I will hear thy prayer and I will deliver thee. Psalms 70 says, pray thy God and glorify him. Jonah paying his vows that he vowed. And God calls the fish to spit him out.
Okay,
when he did what he was supposed to do, that fish that had held him captive, spit him out. Your problems will spit you out. Your lack will spit you out. You're chopping the giant's head off with his own sword. You're taking the very thing that the devil has rubbed your nose into. Lack of money. And you're taking the sword and you're
pow!
Taking
pow!
Sound. Here we go again.
Catolo.
Shake that thing.
Good God!
Work it. Work it. Shake that thing.
Chronicles.
Come on the scene. The creative power of God comes on the scene, and miracles begin to happen. God's
The Bard of Broadcasting now broadcasts.
And it's the 14th year of the new millennium, and here we are, another monkey piloted trip to the moon. No seatbelts required. Y2K plus 14, move on. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Everybody tweet. Jeremy MD Long is tweeting you, telling you we are here. And we will be here for 2 hours. Steve Ulcher will be here. Plenty of information. No, no, not him. That's Robert Tilton. Robert Tilton's always here in spirit. Tell him, Rob. Tell him. Here he goes. Naturate, couple surfers, nanoholics, and infomaniacs. Stay with us. We're cooking tonight. The fabulous Robert Tilton. Fabulous. You don't have to care about a word he says. Just listen to how he says it. That's the story, my friends, and that's your broadcasting lesson for today. Y2K plus 14. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show. Philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence. You might even learn something coming up on this show. Steve Ulcher, who is what did he call himself? I forgot. It's on the website. He's a splendiferous educator of, anyway, all of this stuff going on in this Y2K plus 14 with me and my sometimes, I'm going to find another title for that.
That doesn't work.
It doesn't work sometimes, does it? Sometimes. Who's tweeting right now? Who's telling everybody out there in Tweetland that we're on the air right now, that we're doing it? It's Mr. Jeremy M.D. Long, and the M.D. stands for?
Medical?
Yeah, the A isn't. It should have been M.A.D.
Yeah.
Do you know what I found out today? And I'm shocked at this. No, I'm not. But I'm not in a way.
I
should be shocked by this. It just drives me nuts in a certain way. Probably because I am who I am, and that's all that I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Here's the deal. I'm looking on one of the very rare shelves of magazines that exist now in cities across this great land of ours, which some people think is greater than others. And, there used to be stands. I used to say, on the stands, it's $2.95. That was considered a lot of money for a magazine. On the stands, if you subscribe, you get it for, 36 cents an issue or whatever it is, because... magazine
Something
people want to, they what?
Something slightly cheaper.
Well, it's way cheaper. I mean, way cheaper, even today. But it's even the disparity between what it costs on the stands now and what it used to cost is so dramatic. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to give you this example because I like to look. I'm not going to not admit. I'm going to use real words for not admit. I'm not going to.
Too much dead air.
I'm not going to. No, those are dynamic spaces. Here comes another one. Dynamic spaces. People say, how do you talk for 2 hours? Because I have dynamic spaces.
If you plug in too many dynamic spaces, you're only on for an hour.
You know, well, it's not like Robert. Listen to Robert Tilton again. I'll get back to this.
And see. Here's a man. Here's Jim. He's seeing it.
Dated.
What else do you want?
He is on so many drugs
He is. Robert Tilton's the best. That's one. That's, you know, next to Gene Shepard. This is my broadcasting hero, Robert Tilton. This man. But anyway, I was at one of the, I'm going to call it a grocery store. It's not a grocery store. One of the major supermarkets. Okay. I got to ask youth that because I never know what youth has in mind. And they have magazines, physical paper magazines. And that's what's left of the stands. There are no more stands, you know, cigar places, cigarette places. We just go cigarettes, get a newspaper because nobody wants newspapers anymore. Most everybody's got their smartphones and stuff.
I'm shocked that they're even sold at the supermarket still.
What, smartphones?
No.
What? Okay.
Can you?
Okay, but here, let me get to this right now and tell you. I wish you could see me gesticulating because I'm trying to make my point. Dramatic space. And that's this.
It was dynamic space.
Was it? What did I say? Dramatic?
Dramatic.
It changes. Some are dramatic and some are dynamic. You want to know. There's a difference. This is one of the reasons why you're sitting in that chair and I'm sitting in this one. I'm a good clotter. So here's the deal. Mad Magazine. Now, I don't know who in today's world that's teens or 20s. I'll ask Jeremy. Mad Magazine. Have you, you know Mad Magazine?
Yeah.
Okay, do you ever buy it?
I used to buy it when I was younger.
Okay, when you were younger. Okay, well, check this out. Always on Mad Magazine, it used to say whatever the price, it used to say cheap. Now, right after it. I used to buy Mad Magazine in the beginning, early on, maybe not the very beginning, because I didn't start reading it until I was maybe 10 or whatever. So the 50s kind of went by and I started to catch up. But it used to say 25 cents cheap. And that is, but forget about it, 25 cents cheap. 25 cents cheap. As time went on, paper got more expensive. There were reasons for magazines to even up their price. And, of course, Mad Magazine would be one of those rare magazines because they hardly, if any advertising, supports that. It's only supported by sales and subscriptions. So it costs a lot less if you subscribe to it. And they do whatever they do on the side, but you'd have to buy. So it wasn't like Time Magazine or any other publication that is really supported by advertising dollars. But it always said cheap. So when it was 35 cents, it went up cheap. 50 cents, cheap. We were still buying it. We're now going to a dollar. It went up to a dollar at one part. Cheap. Okay. That's 60s, 70s. This is the new millennium. Y2K plus 14. And I went, look, there's Mad Magazine, and they have this review. I'm going to look at Mad Magazine. Just flip through it because it had the, you know, 2013 review or whatever, stupidest things. You know, some of these terrific Mad parodies and things. And then I said, I wonder what this costs. Now, you've read Mad Magazine. It still says cheap after the price. What does Mad Magazine cost?
$3.99.
All right, you know how wrong that number comes up? $5.99 cheap. $5.99.
Scusi, rabbit a poopy?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Five. It's because we don't have Leonard. I mean, Carl. Leonard. I called him Leonard. Okay, $5.99. I don't know, mate. I think that if you subscribe, And you should, because it's a great magazine, and they're giving me nothing for it, that saying that. I think you should. But anyway, that's isn't that remarkable? This is how things have changed. You flibbity gibbet. You.
Flibbity
you,
gibbets.
Is it gibbet?
Gibbet.
Flibbity gibbet. You flibbity gibbet, you. Okay, what I got to tell you here, Steve Ulster is with us in about 15 minutes. Steve Ulster will be here to tell you about his new book, What Is Your What? And then we'll also be talking about the Spanish version, K.S. Usted K., which I love the joke. I say it over and over again. I've said it since the moment he told me the name of that. But I keep saying it. I milk it. I just keep, right? Rob, isn't that what I'm supposed
he
to?
He won't.
Yeah.
He's seeing it.
I know.
Carol saw it.
I saw
her
it.
Her husband's building business.
Yeah.
Miracles. And wonders follow them that believe.
Yes, they do. Okay, so we'll have Robert Tilton. Look him up. We did an entire show on Robert once. You know, he's also known as the farting preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know about that. Everyone, that one went viral. Okay, so we're deep into January now. Let me tell you about what's going on, because when we Steve Ulster next week, which would be the 23rd, Dr. Gary Popoli returns to tell us all about our problems. And actually, he doesn't. He doesn't actually do that. If he did that, I would have like a 93-hour show, and he'd be talking to me. Yeah, I know, not funny, right? Well, you're not screwed up enough yet, Jeremy. Don't worry. Time is ticking on.
I giggled.
Yeah, I giggled. And we'll be talking about whatever it is. He's new studies that he's found out, things that are going on.
I like Popoli.
He's great. He is great because you know why? Because he has a sense of humor. If you don't have a sense of humor, remember that guy in, I forgot the name of the actor. Heather Drain always tells us, and we talk about that actor, that guy who was in the Monkees movie. Everybody, maybe I got you don't know that either. We'll find
what? Who? Me? Hey, what? You flibbergibbet.
What else is going on? Juice Talk Radio. That's where you can get the download the archives of the show. Okay, coming up then. What? That's January 23rd. I don't know. I'm crossing this one out. Don't say that name anymore. I just don't want it. Don't say it. I'll do something on the 30th.
Why?
We have no idea. Maybe not. Okay. Nothing personal. But I don't know what's going to happen, and I haven't booked it. So February 6th is not a Thursday. It's a Wednesday. It'll be on John Matthews' radio show. We'll be talking about something that's not necessarily political, but something that's happening out there. That John Matthews has a great show. Even if you're not a conservative, although I get tired of listening to anybody talking about that kind of stuff. But if you want to hear it, go over there. Go over where? I don't know. Look up John Matthews without an H. That's John Matthews. Now, speaking of Matthews, I want to say something right now. I want to really say something here that's through the bottom of my heart, from the core of my... Robin Matthews is a fabulous, fabulous, two-time fabulous... I shouldn't use fabulous. I'm sorry, Dee. Is a spectacular makeup artist in Hollywood. Has done many, many movies. And she was on this show a while back.
Sure.
And I want to congratulate her right now, because this morning, on this very morning... The Oscars were nominations were announced, and Robin is nominated for an Oscar. Not unbelievable. I think it's like way too late. No, it's not too late, because that would mean they don't want to get it.
Which movie?
I don't know. I don't remember. I heard it, and you look it up. Robin Matthews nominated. Look up the nominations.
Yeah, there's nothing for
it. I tweeted her. I thanked her. I congratulated her, and I went to Facebook. I went to her Facebook, my Facebook, his Facebook, and I said, Robin, this is another reason why I want you on the show again, because I've been trying to get her, but she's been so busy because she's all over the world putting stuff on people's faces. And here she now will be nominated. She is nominated. She's a candidate. A candidate. She's a candidate for an Oscar. Some movie. Jeremy's looking it up right now. And I want to congratulate her publicly right here and tell the Robin is going to be on the show again. I don't think she'll be on before that. We have had, of course, Academy Award winner. Wow, isn't that terrible? I saw the movie again the other day, and I Matt. How can I figure this guy's
Which
name?
Movie?
Bram Stoker's Dracula. He won an Academy Award for it. He's been on our show. Oh, and we had the other guy from the Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes. Not
Charlton
not,
Heston?
No, he didn't do makeup. He did makeup in college, I think. The point is, I hope that we can have Robin on again, and we can have her on. Maybe, you know what, before the Oscars, maybe I'll rerun the segment, because I have it. Robin Matthews.
Dallas Buyers Club.
What is it?
Dallas Buyers Club.
She did the Dallas Buyers Club. That's the one with Matthew McCallum.
Yeah, him.
He's nominated too. Wow. What kind of makeup was in that? I don't know. I don't understand.
The one guy played a woman.
Oh, a guy played a woman.
A woman in that movie.
Robin, congratulations. I know you're too excited to be listening right now, but I'll give you a call. I'll give you a tweet. I'll give you a hug and whatever else will happen. And we'll get you back on the show. Bob wants to say something to you.
You've been waiting for signs to follow a sign.
So you got the sign now. And, so there you go. It's a full moon evening as we record this. We're on live here, of course, as we all are on live. And then what happens? I don't know. That's February 6th. Oh, that's right. February 6th on the John Matthews Show. Follows. Oh, no, no, he. February 5th is his show, and the 6th is our show. So we start on his show, the 5th, which is a Wednesday. I think it's like 10 Eastern time. I don't know. Look at your local listings and find out. And then
TV
on, your radio guide listings, your alternative radio guide listings. And then scratch off. You know what would be great if you get those listings and every person you see who does a show and it's on the internet who also did it, who never didn't start on the internet, scratch them out. Like, you know, like Limbaugh and all those guys even Chris Matthews, all those guys, now they're on the internet, scratch them out, okay? March down your streets with signs. Down with the people who used to do it and didn't want to be here. All right, I don't want to get excited about this, but I do want to say that February 5th will be on John's show, and then on February 6th, he'll be on this show. We'll be talking about something fascinating. Speaking of all these yokels, all these weasels that do these radio shows, I'm talking weasels, okay? I'm talking lowlife, okay? I'm talking, and I can say that because this is alternative broadcast. You'd be amazed at the things I could say that I don't say. I've been tame all these years, and my golly, there have been a lot of them. Right here.
Off the air.
Well, you know me. Tell them now, how's the documentary doing? Jeremy, of course, is also a fine filmmaker and a stand-up comedian, and he does wonderful things. And he did this documentary. How is it going, and can anybody get a hold of this thing if they want to?
Yeah, people can.
Tell them. Get right in there and tell them.
The documentary is completed. It's on DVD. It's a 3-disc set complete with bonus features of various kinds. Frank and I might be doing a commentary on the track as well.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to add to it. Do you believe this? Speaking of Charlton Heston, go ahead.
There's just going to be lots of stuff. We wanted to make it worth your money.
And how much money is that?
It's going to be $20.
Okay, $10. That's less than $10 a disc.
That's true.
All right. So,
and then they can get a signed copy for an undetermined.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll throw in a life-size cardboard statue of me and Robert Tilton having breakfast.
But Jesus said, sign,
tell
them, follow them that believe.
Okay, and so, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go out and buy that stuff.
You can get a bunch made at Kinko's, I think, for like...
Life-size?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Well, if you want the documentary, though, you can... I'm working on getting a website set up specifically for that so people can just go on there and place their order.
And this is where you'll hear about it, because where else are you going to hear about it? Nobody else is. I can hear it on those weasel shows, are you? Scratch them out! Scratch them out!
But until then, you can email Winston Simmons Production.
That's two M's. Winston, as in the cigarette. Winston tastes good like a... cigarette should. Remember that? That was the commercial. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. I can't even do it that fast. Cigarette
should. Wait, you said should. There's two
N's? In Simmons, there's two M's.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Winston Simmons, no spaces.
All one word.
Winston.
WinstonSimmons.
MMONS.
Correct. Productions.
Productions. Wow, that's long. PRODUCTIONS.
At Gmail, GMAIL.
It's the shortest thing there. Gmail.
No, .com.
.com, Gmail.
D-O-T-C-O-M.
And if you would just like to, suppose you don't want to, if you don't want to buy the documentary or you've already, or get it or care about it, just send Jeremy MD at that, at Winston Simmons Productions at gmail.com. Take a selfie of your ass and send it over to.
Who said? Did we agree on that? That's a new form of payment.
Send a selfie of
your ass. Half price DVDs for any selfie with an
ass. Oh, we're having a lot of fun when we shouldn't be. Steve Olster has a great sense of humor, and he'll be up here in 5 minutes to tell us all about his book and what he does. Maybe a lot of you have already seen Steve out there telling people about their what's, what their what's. This has nothing to do with the light bulbs. By the way, I bought the last bunch of light bulbs that are going to be available in light bulb form. So now on, when you do a cartoon and somebody has an idea on their head, you can't put the light bulb anymore because those light bulbs are out of sight and they're gone forever.
Okay.
So now you got to put one of those screwy, you know, those, it's like a pigtail. You ever see?
Oh, yeah.
You know those things that save energy? Here, buy a book.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
Yeah, go get it. Go. Is he still?
Yeah, he's still. He takes any advantage that you're not talking to start.
Oh, Robert Tilton, where are you now? I wish I could have him on the show.
Well,
maybe I should try.
One.
Why? Well, he'd be great, man. He'd be great. Because he does, you know, I would talk to him about how terrific.
You couldn't talk to him. He'd just be talking.
No, he would. I'm telling you, he would talk. How terrific this man speaks. He's a great speaker.
Well, just call him. The number's.
That number's no. You can. That number's against the law now. This is before he went to jail. He went. But anyway, in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, and don't forget, listen to the Jiggy Jaguar show. Those of you who were lucky enough the other night to get on the X Radio, X Talk Radio. I mean, you know, on that ad hoc broadcast that I did with the Jiggy
and the Dez.
And no, it was just Jiggy the other night. Yeah, no, I think it's on somewhere on Facebook. By the way, you can be my friend on Facebook. You could be my friend on Facebook. You can be my friend on tweets. But if you see me walking, I'll be down this street. So we're gonna have Steve Olster coming on, shortly.
Hey.
Let's check. Oh, that's just your tweets. Jeremy's tweeting. Jeremy MD tweeting out there.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
About the documentary.
Oh, one more thing.
I'm going to try and make a digital version. If people don't want to actually buy the DVD.
Go ahead.
We need to get a mic.
Yeah, but you know what? I asked people about that, and they said, you know, we could hear him perfectly.
Okay, then
we'll get your mic anyway.
It'd be helpful.
We'll get one of those splitters.
Well, listen, if you don't want to buy the DVD, you know, you don't want to have to pay $20 to get it, to wait for it in the mail. I think we're going to make some kind of instant online thing where it might only be like $5 or something.
Instant online thing. Yeah. You better have a high rate of a high bit rate connection.
You're
going to download it. You do. They do. That's a DVD. That's going to take like hours for people to download.
I have all the bits.
You know. Okay.
And the rates.
I just want to say that I'm very happy about it. It's not about me, it's about you. Believe it or not, you have to see that to understand.
That's
it.
True.
And Steve Olster would understand that too, I think. And we're going to talk to him, not necessarily about. Oh, wait a second, is somebody? Maybe that's Steve saying I've changed my mind. I will not be on this show ever again.
In honor of this show, I'm renaming the documentary.
Where is my who? Kenneth. We're going to have some fun with him because he should be on the line shortly. Look, we're waiting for him to get.
Look at this picture.
Yeah, he was on. Let's see if I go online. Here, let's see if he's online. No, he's not online
he's not
yet.
Online?
Yes, he is. Let's call Steve Olster and start the show.
You're a minute early. That's
okay. Not by his clock. You know, he looks a little bit like Pee Wee Herman. Doesn't he?
I was thinking John Cryer.
John Cryer.
I can see it, right?
Steve Olsen looks a little like John Cryer.
What's up, buddy?
Has anyone ever told you that?
You know, man, I get a lot of things, mostly David Blaine, but not Cryer.
Well, Blaine? That I hear him, he does sound like Pee Wee Herman. Since
he's no, you look. I just suddenly, just right now, it flashed. He was my neighbor, Paul. Steve, you look a little bit like. Like, no, Steve wasn't my neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
Paul Rubens was my neighbor.
Paul Rubens, yeah. Was that before or after the incident?
Oh, it was way before. It was when he was just trying out his character. Before he knew that Pee-wee was his what?
Gotcha. Nice. Well played, my friend.
Well, that's why you're here, because you know that I'm quite a player, and so are you.
I can't handle it.
Steve, we've been talking about your book and the Spanish version of your book.
KS2K.
Yeah, KS. Isn't it KS Usted K? Isn't that it?
If you're being formal.
Believe me, I know there's a... I know.
Yeah, man.
Someone's messaging me, but Steve Olsch is on the air right now, and we can't be bothered.
John Cryer.
Exactly. John Cryer's messaging. I guess you probably got to take that.
It's probably John Cryer.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you have to pay me now that you talked about me on your show.
You've been here before. Jeremy Long is sometimes my co-host, and these are one of those times.
Yeah, well, you know, man, last time I didn't have the privilege of having Jeremy on, so... Nice to have you here again, Jeremy, but yeah. I didn't have you before.
This really is our privilege, Steve.
The pleasure is all on this side.
You who have no what, Jeremy.
I have a what.
Steve, I think a lot of the stuff that, explains you and describes you in your literature and everything, I think it's perfect because, you know, it reaches the least common denominator, which I know you want to, but I think I know you as a much more colorful person, and I guess, you know, it kind of falls short of what you're like when you're live and how dynamic a speaker you can be. Now, I've been playing Robert Tilton. Do you know Robert Tilton?
I don't know Robert Tilton.
Oh,
no.
You got to look him up. He's the greatest televangelist of all time, and it's not like I believe in anything he says. But it's the way he says it has always been a great influence to me. Mm. In and out of jail, he was terrific. But you,
we'll stay out of jail.
No, you're out of jail too. I want you to tell in your best. On stage when you do shows and you're inspiring people, I want you to tell everyone what you do in your most, you know, dramatic and all the... I want you to just... the personality, just shout out there.
Oh, man. So what do I do? Well, what I do, Frank...
Yes.
There we go.
I tell people that their whats are bigger than their butts. That's pretty much it.
Woo-hoo! Good going. And how many people, we failed to do that because I think you still do better than that. So let me ask you, questions.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you questions from all my point of view. I know you have to send out the things you sent out, but I never ever look at the questions people send to, regular, interviewers, people, you know, have guests on talk shows because I like the spontaneity of it all.
Yeah, man.
My motto, or one of my mottos, I have many mottos. Should people have mottos?
You know what, man? I've got Let Love Rule tattooed on my arm. I call it a mantra more so than a motto. But yeah, man, I think there's nothing wrong with having some words that you say to yourself.
As a motto, in terms of...
I have a tattoo on my arm.
But it's a motto?
Nah.
No.
Well, it's kind of like a...
You have a t-shirt on that says, it's okay. That's good, isn't it?
It says, it's okay, I'm a limo driver.
Oh. Right.
So
yeah, just as long as you don't have like I'm okay, you're not, or something of that nature, you know, isn't that like the... what was the name of that book? I'm okay, you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay, you're right. Okay. And then there was good things happen to bad people. There was right? Oh, no, bad people. No, bad things.
Bad
happen
people
to
happen
good
to good
people.
Things. Yeah.
But you know, the other's true too. Good things do happen to bad people.
Yeah, man, that's just karma for you. You just never know. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, you get the person who never walked an old lady across the street in their lives, and you know, they end up living till 110 and inherited $12 million at some point along the line. Never had a nice word to say to anybody. And then you got somebody else that, you know, is nothing but kind and dies broken alone. So there's no justice.
Well, good. I'm glad you said that, because I keep looking for the area that we would have in common, you and I.
There's no justice, is it?
that's one of them. Because I'm not necessarily a candidate for your audience. I'm a candidate for on stage. I mean, you should have me on stage with you. And
absolutely. You pay me enough money, you can come on.
You see what I'm saying? There it goes. No,
I need some money.
I didn't even ask to be paid to be on there. I mean, just could use me.
You're not going to get paid. You'll pay me, and I'll get you on.
I'll sit on your lap, and I'll make believe I'm talking, okay? We'll do the dummy.
I'll put my arm where it shouldn't belong and treat you like a mannequin. How about that?
There is no justice, that's for sure.
We'll do the ventriloquist thing.
You got any number of books. And so you didn't really describe what is that title that you have? I put it on the website when I was promoting it. You're a what?
You're talking about, well, I mean,
what are you?
The title is a reinvention expert.
Yeah, okay, a reinvention expert. Now, first of all, I'm not going to take umbrage if umbrage is what is to be taken from reinvent, because that's one of the words invent means to make something. If you reinvent something, you're making something else. So, reinventing, I'm not going to go into that. because you're going with the lexicon of the general public. And they understand words like reinvent.
Well, I mean, hell, Burger King was talking about reinventing the hamburger. I think pretty much everybody gets it at this point.
Yes, everybody gets it. Even though you can't the hamburger has been invented. If you do something else to it, you don't reinvent it. You just make it different. But when if you're a reinvention expert, what you're saying is, you're telling people that if they failed, they can succeed, or if they want to succeed in the first place, they can, and then if they fail, they succeed. Give everyone an idea, and then we'll sell all your books.
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's really, you know, reinvention is just kind of a nomenclature term. It's just something that seems to resonate. But it's really, my work is really all about helping people kind of shed the shackles of their past and get rid of all the bullshit, you know, personalities that they've had for years and really get back to the core, to the essence of who they really are. So it's not about changing anything about who you are. It's really just about getting back to who you were naturally and inherently born to be.
Now, that's a common thread. I mean, everybody will find a different character in that, but so if there's 100 people listening to you, they're all going to find a different thing, and yet you have a common, not, I don't know if it's a method, or you have common, something that would be common for each of them to find their own individual and unique selves. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, because look, and to kind of put a synopsis around what I do, it's ultimately about helping people discover, share, and monetize their what, as I call it. And so that's the question, which is, what is your what? You know, what is that one thing that you're really compelled to do? And based on your statement and really based on my teachings, it's one and the same, which is, yeah, absolutely. We're all uniquely wired to do different things because your DNA is different from mine. Your blueprint is different from mine. It's different from Jeremy's. And the honest truth is that, you know, your what has really chosen you. It's not that which you have chosen.
Okay, now we got to get into that one there too.
I like what has chosen?
You like when you're included, don't you? And you know, he's growing up. What are you gonna do?
Never.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back to that now, because and what I'm trying to do here, Steve, is get everybody who might be hesitant or skeptical to understand what you're saying. So if I ask you questions.
So what? how do I convert the unconvertible?
Yeah, I don't want to sound, I'm not trying to sound abrasive or be combative. I'm just trying to, get people who might go, oh, guys, another one of those guys.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. No, I hear that all the time, man. And the truth of the matter is that you've got to be ready for this. I mean, my work is for those who are absolutely, you know, in that position where they're going, you know, I've kind of had this nagging, like tugging at my collar type feeling for my life. That I was really meant and made to do something extraordinary, but I just don't know what it is or how to find it. And I'm ready to figure that out. So, I mean, as soon as that light switch is turned on, that's when people are receptive to what I'm doing. Otherwise, it's just kind of woo-woo flowery stuff that nobody, you know, we just tune it out.
Now, the law of the, if there is a law, I mean, using that as a kind of a metaphor,
kind of a liberal description.
Yeah, the law of numbers, the law of balance. In terms of people and what they do, the laws of balance tell us that there have to be people out there who don't have watts. There have to be people who do normal things, or and not extraordinary things. Although I would consider some things that people would consider being an electrician. I think that's an extraordinary thing, okay? But I can't be that, and other people don't find that glamorous. When they come to you, they're hearing words and like extraordinary, hearing words like unique and fabulous, and they're thinking, do people walk out of there going, you know, I am gonna become a plumber because I am, or what? I mean, how do we separate the people who have to be the people that, you know, I mean, let's define all that.
Well, I hear you loud and clear, man. Okay. And based on my experience, the fact of the matter is that 98% of the population and change fall into the category of what I call wanderers. And I don't mean that in a derogatory sense. I just mean that these are people who haven't been exposed to the fact that they can do something other than live by the whims and agendas that other people have created. You know, a lot of people are awake, but they're not really alive. And so, you know, that is, if you will, I mean, just the largest majority of our population. And ultimately, you know, it's not about what you do. It's just simply about whether or not it's aligned with who you are. So, I mean, if you're just mechanically inclined and you're really good with your hands and it's just something that you love to do, I mean, you know, who am I to say that you don't wake up with a fire in your soul, you know, to go put a couple of wires together and be an electrician? I mean, those guys get paid extraordinarily well. And ultimately, for me, it boils down to, can you find something that you love to do, something that you're good at, and something that you can be paid exceptionally well for? And if you meet those three criteria, then I strongly believe that you're pretty clear on what your what is.
So would someone come to you and actually wind up being an electrician?
I mean, you know, it's funny. I mean, we get all kinds of people, and sometimes, you know, perhaps they're mechanically inclined, right? I mean, let's just kind of put that in the general, in the general category of being mechanically inclined, people who work with their hands, right? And so the way that the system, the framework works that I've created is that it's all about understanding what your inherent gifts are, being very clear on the vehicle that you'll use to share those gifts with the world, and then understanding the people that you're most compelled to serve.
But aren't there giftless people out there?
I would argue no. I would argue there are people who are in denial about what their gifts are, and for that matter, absolutely.
Okay, this is where I want to spar in this particular room.
Oh,
okay, because
Jeremy, does he have his pants on? By the way,
wouldn't you like to know?
I just want to make sure I know what I'm dealing with here.
I want to spar with this because I think that's what I'm saying. The law of the human nature. Doesn't it say that, I mean, you're saying everybody, bar none, every single person out there has a what and can what?
Yeah, but I mean, I think you're getting hung up on the vocation issue.
I am.
The vocation issue isn't, it's not the issue. I mean, you've got people out there who a lot of folks would consider to be garbage men. And you've got a show on history, which is called American Pickers. And, you know, these guys make a living basically going through garbage and reselling it, right? So, you know, I mean, that's a very popular show. So don't get caught up in the vocation, because I'm not to say that, you know, you as a radio host or me as a writer or a speaker is any better or, you know, more qualified to have a wonderful life than someone who's, you know, picking up the trash or doing plumbing.
We're talking with Steve Ulsher here on Cotolo Chronicles Y2K plus 14. Steve Ulsher is a reinvention expert.
You almost say that with a chuckle.
No, I didn't know. No, I stopped because it was a dynamic pause.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, sorry.
Reinvention.
I forget I'm dealing with an experienced radio guy here. Sorry.
I was going to say reincarnated, actually. I just let my mind dictate what I'm going to say.
That's why I asked Jeremy if he had your pants on. That's
okay. Well,
yeah.
Does he ever have his pants on?
Does he ever? Would he ever? And Steve is the author of What Is Your What? Now, you want people to read that book and come and see you. So there are things you say that support the what, and what you're saying in the what is that what he's saying. I'm talking to my audience here now. What he's saying is that those of you out there who feel lost and abandoned, those of you out there who are Uruburu birds. Do you remember did you ever talk about the Uruburu bird?
See? You know what, Frank? That's a story I'm afraid I missed.
Really?
Enlighten me.
Okay, because I was taught this once. The Uruburu bird is a being or an animal, and it could be like, you know, it's a metaphor for a person, who chases his own tail and goes faster and faster until he gets his head up his own ass.
Sounds like my dog.
You see? See, animals. Animals, they're all what? Animals don't have what's. Animals are just there to serve. But so you have to put all you people out there. What we're telling you, Steve is telling you that if you're sitting around going, I wonder what I could do or how I can do that, you could actually be a success at almost anything if you put your mind and your energy into it. Is would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think that the answer, of course, is yes. But it's I'm not one of those guys that sits here and tells you that, you know, if you have to work too hard. I mean, like what Homer Simpson said is so true. He said, you know, Lisa, he was talking to his daughter. He said, Lisa, if it's too hard to do, then it's probably not worth doing. You know, and so, I mean, the reality is that it's kind of like that, you know, that salmon that swims upstream and he's fighting. And it's just like at some point, you know, just kind of let go and just float downstream. And that's the difference. I mean, if you're fighting so hard to get to, you know, whatever it is that you think you were meant to do and bring that to fruition, and it's a consistent battle, a consistent struggle, then it's probably not what you were really meant to do. And let go and just kind of float back downstream and just stop fighting it. You know, I mean, it's the difference between a smooth rock and a crater. You know, a crater just kind of gathers everything and it just puddles, and a smooth rock lets everything just wash off and just kind of flows. So if you're not really in that state of flow, then you really got to wonder why. I mean, you got to start questioning what's going on that's getting you out of sync.
This is a great angle for what you're saying. By the way, what group do you listen to when you wash the dishes? What musical group do you listen?
Oh, man, you know, on my arm, it's tattooed, the mantra is Let Love Rule. So, I mean, I'm all about Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, really? Because when I wash my dishes, I listen to only one group. In Sync.
Oh, I doubt that. Oh, man.
But listen.
I take that back. I would have had you more for a Tiny Tim guy than In Sync. But, okay, I gotcha.
Wow. In Sync. When I wash my dishes. Okay. But no, I like what you said. Oh, he just got it.
No, yeah, I'm there. I'm slow, and Jeremy just got it too.
Listen.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying.
At least I wasn't alone with my slowness. That's good.
Let's put you back on the stage here, or on the witness stand, whatever you can say.
I hate when I get stuck between a smooth rock and a crater.
A smooth rock and a crater place. I like what you're saying here, though, a lot, because what you're saying is that some people get in their mind, I have to be this, or perhaps they have pressure. I grew up with kids, and I don't know how old you are, Steve, but I know you're younger, and I'm not going to ask you your age. You're younger than I. But I grew up with kids whose mothers and fathers, and then my mother and father was not one of these types of parents, who said, you're going to be this. You're going to, and especially in the inner city, in the metropolitan area in New York, there were so many of us. You're going to be a doctor. That's it. Or you're going to be a lawyer. That's it. And they did whatever they did. The parents did whatever they could do to get all that money and put it together so the kids go to school. And they wanted the kids to be doctors or lawyers. Lots of times because they wanted to wear a badge and walk around and say, my doctor, my son, the doctor, you know. But what you're saying is that people, if it's too difficult, and then, you know, a lot of those kids who turned out, who, they were doctors. A lot of those kids turned out to be dentists because they couldn't make it as doctors. Mm-hmm. But they still wanted and needed to get approval from their parents. So they went the next best step to become dentists. And to this day, dentists are the highest, one of the highest professional suicide rates. So there leads me to believe there are a lot of dentists who don't want to be dentists because people hate dentists. So they... But yet they're doing it for proof. You love dentists. You're different.
I love my dentist. I had such a big crush on her that I would eat a whole bag of Oreos in the waiting room.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. I tell a story of Dr. DeBono and Susan, he got this girl with the huge, humongous fun tubes. What do they call them? Fun tubes? What are they called? Fun bubbles?
I don't know.
Okay, look, this is my point here, there are people very uncomfortable with what they were doing for a living, even though they weren't making lots of money. Dentists and doctors who couldn't make it, but just for their mother's approval, father's approval. Now, you're saying that if somebody is really struggling to be something, they should stop and say, wait a second, this, whatever I'm supposed to, what I should do should be easier. This is what I like. I like this, what you're saying here.
Yeah, and again, I think the point is well taken, where what you're talking about is so many of us make those distasteful compromises, settle for less, and live by the agendas that others have set forth, which is why, as you said, I mean, when you feel that much out of control, the natural byproduct is you're just not going to be happy. I mean, you can't have fulfillment when you're living out someone's expectations that aren't, you know, someone's, if it's not your own. So, you know, reality is that 85% of those who graduate with a 4-year degree do not work in their field of study within 5 years of graduation. And that's just because we force these kids to make decisions that they're not ready to make. And parents force kids to go into professions that they really don't want to go into. So yeah, man, it's a lot about being in denial. And I think so many people spend a lifetime in denial about what really is.
Are you having any kind of difficulty these days because of the global economic retardation that's going on? And so, you know, there are people who really want to be teachers or whatever, or want to be, and they come out of college and they owe $1 million or whatever for their college, and they can't even get what they want. Do people come to you and say, look, there's got to be a way, I can't even do what I want?
Well, I mean, look, now we're talking about many different conversations, and I actually do a lot of media around the fact that college is the single worst investment that a parent can make. And, you know, reality for me is that the next big bubble that we're going to see here is this student loan crisis. Hands down, it's going to happen.
Right.
Because you're just going to find kids that are out there that are making 35 grand a year, you know, with 150 grand in debt.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers just don't work. And so what ends up happening is, you know, you've got debt-related education that you just don't use, and the social experiment of moving people from basically the sheltered environment of getting the bottle from their mama to the sheltered environment of getting the bottle from the bartender. I mean, we've made it pretty clear over the last 25, 30 years that we got to stop perpetuating this educational myth that you need that piece of paper in order to be successful.
Steve's new book is What Is Your What, When, and What? Where is that available, Steve? Where?
I make it really easy. If you go to whatisyourwhat.com, you can actually grab a free copy of the book. Good. So we give the book away because I want this world to get to be a better place. And I know if you go out and you share your gifts with the world, I mean, it's just kind of like the butterfly effect, man. If you're withholding those gifts, then ultimately that can affect millions of people down the line. So I want this place to be, you know, this world to be a better place for my kids, for my children's kids. And ultimately, we've got to start figuring out how to empower our youth and empower, you know, even those folks that still have plenty of good years left to contribute in a meaningful way.
Thank you.
To our economy, our environment, you know, our Thank communities you. And our world.
That's great. I did not know the book doesn't cost. So go to whatisyourwhat.com.
See, we gotta get a website. Like
yeah,
that
we gotta get. Yeah, we gotta. You gotta get a website. And I've always been for giving things away, especially on the internet, because and you know that in the long run, is it a digital book or?
It is. I mean, obviously, that's an ebook. That's the free ebook that you would get there. The hardcover. I mean, it hit the New York Times bestseller list. It's produced and published and distributed by Wiley. So all your local bookstores will have it, or you can go obviously to Amazon or anything online.
Okay. And what number book is this of yours? You've written others.
This is number 3.
Oh, was it a trilogy?
Yeah, I started with the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, but somebody took that from me. So, you know, I just had to go back to this stuff.
Steves of Grey, 50 Steves of Grey.
Steves of Ulster.
Now you're all Steves of Ulster. Yes. Where are you? You're constantly going to different cities and giving. Tell people about this, these seminars or these things that you do. And then
yeah, man. So I'm based in Chicago, and right. I do a lot of traveling. And the workshop that you're referring to is called the Reinvention Workshop. And the next Reinvention Workshop that we're doing actually is in San Diego, and it's a week from tomorrow, January 24th Ooh. And 25th.
I love that city. I used to live there.
Ah, yeah, man. So if you're in the Southern California area, check out the reinventionworkshop.com. If you enter promo code TRW, so T Tom, R Robert, W Walrus, TRW at checkout, you know, as a listener of Frank's, you know, we'd love to have you there as our guest. It's a $297 ticket. You can grab it for free. So the reinventionworkshop.com, enter TRW at checkout.
TRW at checkout. I'll continue that even when you're not on the show and tell people. It's the workshop, reproduction.
The reinvention.
What is wrong with me? Old. I know. What is it?
That, Again, Jeremy, does he have his pants on?
Reinvention Workshop.
He has whitey tighties on.
Reinventionworkshop.com.
Look, I found a picture of the book.
Right? We have a picture of the book. Yes, there's the book right there.
On the cover, it says, "Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do."
Exactly.
Reinventionworkshop.com and put TRW what?
TRW as the promo code at checkout. Choose the live event. See us in San Diego. It's an amazing 2 days. You'll discover, share, monetize.
What are those dates? What dates are those?
Next Friday and Saturday, January 24th and 25th.
Please, everyone, if you're going to Southern California, bring your own water. there's got to be a water shortage. Do you see what was going on tonight? I mean, people losing their homes. Another one of those crazy wildfires because four guys decided to have beer and have a campfire. And it's so dry out there. It's one of the worst droughts they've had in ages.
Oh, man. That's scary. No, I didn't see that.
Oh, boy. You're going right into the thick. Well, actually, that was Los Angeles County. So you're 2 hours away from that. But anyway, so everyone, we'll tell you about that again. TRW. Is that case sensitive?
No, it's not.
Okay. TRW. And that means that you can get in to the Reinvention Workshop down there in San Diego. Just tell them Frank sent you, and I'm
tell him Jeremy.
Don't tell him Jeremy sent you.
No. Tell and charge you extra.
They don't charge you. I would have thought he would have. I would have thought that's what would have happened with me, but it didn't. Steve, in the second hour, you can stay a while, right?
No, I thought this was a half hour.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow, are you off? Wow.
So the second half of the show will be about...
Well, then we'll just do us. So you're only here for, what, till 10, and then you have to go teach something? Or what do you got to do?
I actually have to go put my kids to bed, or they'll get...
Really?
I'll get beaten by my own children.
Tell
what
us.
What a coincidence, because it's past Frank's bedtime as well.
What are your children? Tell us about you. And you know what I wanted to do? This is a shame. Because in the second hour, I wanted to talk about you and how someone gets into this position.
Well, you'll have to have me back on. Then.
I will. I definitely will. And now I have to set up doing my half hour thing because I didn't think we were going to do that. And then we'll do something else here. But Steve Ulsher, reinventionworkshop.com and where else? You have a regular website, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, Steve Ulsher, OLSHER.com is the main website. And, it's always fun. On the timing here,
okay.
I really thought we had it for 30.
Well, your kids are more important than me in this show anyway, so. How old are they?
They are 10 and 7, and they are a handful.
I can imagine. I don't have to imagine. I've had the experience of...
You've had your own, exactly.
Yeah, two boys. Okay, well, Steve, I wish I could be there because it's a great place there, San Diego.
I wish I could be in San Diego.
No, not to put the kids to bed. I'm my Gracie Allen. You're doing Gracie Allen. I love it. Steve, thanks an awful lot. We will have you on again, and we're going to talk more about you because I think that's a key for people, you know, to get to know you and say, like, well, you know, this is the kind of guy you want to listen to. Otherwise, you're going to sound like Robert Tilton, you know?
And you don't go to work, you will be amazed.
Nice.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, man. All good fun. Appreciate it, and definitely look forward to catching up again.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Steve Ulsher, who's obviously a fan of the show, and he knows that it's
the problem is he only ever listens to the first.
He only ever listens to, yeah. Now I got to set up for our hour break, which is coming up. Steve Ulsher's What Is Your What? Jeremy found it on the
Amazon.
You found it on Amazon. Everything's on Amazon. I mean, it's amazing how many things I have on Amazon. I'm going to throw on a bunch of these things here. What? You want to find a...
We got to come up with one of... We got to make one of these for the documentary.
So we got to make...
Play it.
Yeah, well, you have to make a documentary promo. In the meantime, we'll find some other things to put on here because we want people to hear some of this stuff. Let's see. Let's get into suicide. This will be cool. Suicide, strokes... let's put the Veronicas on. Well, hey now, hey now, hey now. Remember the Veronicas?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey now. And then we'll find some other stuff as we move along. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about anything we want to for the next hour. Stay with us, though, and maybe you want to get us on, call in on Skype.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I'll post on
this
Twitter,
never, man. Yeah, post on Twitter that it never works out when we ask for phone calls. And nobody ever really calls in, but we're going to try that and see what goes on because we want you. Let's see, find some more of these wonderful little things here so we can
the
take
bear
a break.
One on.
Who?
The bear one.
I'm looking for the bear, yeah. And then we could get to the second half of the show. And those of you who don't fall asleep might be, will be listening with great fervor. With maybe some of this stuff here, something I didn't expect. Hey, look, we're doing everything. We're doing Instagrams. Are we doing Instagrams or what? Are we doing, even as
we're
we speak?
We're going to go up on Twitter.
Oh, we got Twitter or, and what? Look at that. We're on Twitter. This is, you know what I love about this? Let me tell you what I love about this before we do the top of the hour. And that is that, you know, we are a cutting edge show. We've been here from the beginning.
How many
before
years?
There was all of this stuff here. What, 29 years, I think, now. We've been here. What would they used to say? You were just a thought. You were a thought. You weren't even a thought. And your father said you weren't even an idea.
Yeah.
And so here I'm on Twitter, we're on Facebook. We've been on Facebook for ages, and we're on now. There's pictures of us going up on where's it going up on? Just on Instagram or?
It's going to go up on Twitter.
It's going on Twitter. It's going on Instagram. Jeremy MD Long, right?
Yeah.
Are there underscores there, Jeremy?
No, just
Jeremy MD Long, or and you send it over to me too, and it'll go. I don't know. I'm not even on there. I don't even have a smartphone. Oh, there, look at this. It's great. You should see these pictures. They're suitable for framing. We will be right back and we're going to talk to some people. I'll make some crazy call. I'll just call some people out of nowhere. We'll see if they're there. That never works, but it'll be great if they answer. We'll find out. This is Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man and name adorns the title of the show. Steve Olsher was here. Now he's gone. He'll be back. What is that all about? What is your what about anyway? Stay with us.
Cotolo Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home to spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about, to build libraries and fill them with stories, prepare a meal with food you helped grow, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Hi, I'm Charlie. I fight fires and I save lives.
My name's Renee. I'm a cardiologist. I save lives.
My name's Anthony. I'm an EMT. I save lives.
You don't have to be a professional to save a life. Firefighters, doctors, and others save lives. You can too. Don't wait. To learn more about the warning signs and how you can help prevent suicide, visit save.org. In a crisis, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
The Veronica Cares for Rad. We see a lot of things at gigs, mostly people having a good time and having a few drinks. But what we'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking. Being even a little bit over the limit makes it too easy to lose control and possibly lose your life or that of a friend. So if you plan to drink, plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place. Remember, music lives and you should too.
Our public service message brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm D.B. Riley. Have you ever considered donating to your food bank? Even in a prosperous community like York Region, families will have to make the choice between shelter or food. This is not fair at all. Consider your neighbors, your friends, your family. What would you do if you had to make that choice? The York Region Food Network is here to provide food to people who would otherwise do without, and it's our duty as regioners to help the helpless. For more information, visit yrfn.ca.
And if ever you weren't here, then I'd die.
This message brought to you by SRN Media Works Broadcasting.
Ray and Garnet, Garnet and Ray have a harness racing show. Check them out on SRN 1 Fridays from 9.
Hi, I'm the narrator. Let's see what Frank Cotolo is up to in the studio.
I'm about to have a duel with my co-host, Jeremy Long.
All of a sudden, a bear attacks out of nowhere.
Oh no! All of a sudden, a bear is attacking out of nowhere!
The bear chews Frank in half and then turns towards Jeremy.
I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is only a 30-second spot, and I'm facing imminent death. Listen to Cotolo Chronicles Live Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. at 148.ca SRN Media Works with me, Frank Cotolo, and Jeremy Long. Say goodbye, Jeremy. That's enough.
Fire can spread quickly, and when you least expect it, you may only have a few minutes to escape. That is why the Ontario Fire Code now requires that all homes in Ontario have working smoke alarms. A smoke alarm on every level of your home can alert you and your family and provide you with a chance to escape. Remember, installing and maintaining smoke alarms is not only a good idea, it's the law. Contact your fire department for more information about smoke alarms. A message from the Fire Marshal's Public Fire Safety Council and this station.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer.
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod. Ingenuity, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next, because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer, and have your passengers use them, too. automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, gone to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. People's choice, East Coast, West Coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
We never rehearsed, but we're always prepared. Here we thought we'd have a guest for the entirety of the show, but it's not happening. What is happening is Cthulhu Chronicles. And if ever there was a Superman, that Superman is me. My name is Frank Cthulhu. My middle name adorns the title of the show, Mr. Jeremy M.D. Long. That's not your real middle name. What is your middle name?
It is my middle name.
M.D.?
M.D.
Mitchell?
Michael?
Michael De Niro.
Yeah.
Michael Dustin. As quickly, John Williams, Superman theme, and John Williams, of course, has won some number of Academy Awards. And we're here to congratulate Robin Matthews again, who is a... I don't know if Robin Matthews has been on any other show, to be honest with you, and I would not lie, and I would. But that, I don't know. Well, I mean, this, you know, you can't live in life without lies. And we all know that. But what I'm saying is I don't think Robin Matthews, because she came in with that wave of people that came in from Chris Costello. We have that Chris on the show. I wish he had Skype. I would call Chris right now, and we could talk about Sidney Fields and Mike the Cop, and those great things that we talk about there. But not. Robin Matthews nominated for an Academy Award for the movie One Time I Was in Spain. What was the name of it? Entourage?
Not even close.
It's called Under the Pineapple Tree. People on Mars. What's the name of this movie again? It's called The Trump... Go ahead.
Dallas...
Pagman Dallas, go ahead.
Buyers
Club, Dallas Buyers Club. We encourage everyone to go out and see it. And when you go to the movies and watch Dallas Buyers Club, look at the faces of the people. They've got makeup on, their hairs have been done. Okay, they don't really look like that. But Robin Matthews has made them look like that. I haven't seen Robin in a while because, you know, you don't see a lot of Robin. Robin was a Hey Now. You know, she did that movie. Remember the movie that was based on the book about the guy who went out into the wild? I think it was it called
Out? Into the Wild.
It was called Into the Wild. That one I knew.
That's where my tattoo's from.
Yeah? Your tattoo was from that movie?
Yeah.
From the book. And the guy really, didn't he die?
Yeah.
He died writing that book?
Right.
Well, there'll be no sequel. There'll be none of that. That was it, man. He got one book wonder. It was almost like, what's his name? J.D. Salinger. Although he didn't die till really later. He wrote that one book. He has more stuff coming out now. Now that he's dead. Yes. In his estate, J.D. Salinger, it has been reported, will have new books coming out. And they're not new because he's dead, but they will be books that were never published. Someday that may be done with, but I'll never be in the same breath in life, in pop culture, you will never hear the names J.D. Salinger and Frank Cthulhu together. You'll never hear that. And that makes me sad because, you see, one time my what was great writer. You know, when people who are writers want to be great writers. That was my what. Great writer. a great writer. And then you follow these other writers who are great, who never, that was not their, what's. And then you, and then suddenly along the way, you find your voice, you find that you're, you know, that it's, you're not a great writer in the way you thought you would be a great writer. Just like being a speaker and a talker. How would I know that when I heard this, what I'm going to play for you now, that it would influence me?
Believe it. Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. And maybe you've never heard that before. I remember the first time I heard someone praying in tongues, I just listened and listened. And I had never heard anything about that because, frankly, the church that I grew up in didn't believe that those things happened today.
No tongues.
But, you know, they didn't believe there's demons. If there's demons, they're all in Africa. But I had demons in my house opening and shutting doors. You know,
these folks that say
there's ghosts and stuff, that's demons.
That's demons, you know.
And Jesus cast out devils. And those devils are demons.
Demons are not there to help. No.
They're there to hurt.
They do. That's what demons
do. We know that there
was
a demon of blindness and deafness and
infirmity. Go on to the tongues. I want to hear more tongues.
They steal. We know they steal.
Come on, do the tongues.
And we had those things opening, shutting doors at our house.
The tongues.
And lights going on and off. Well, I didn't know anything about that stuff.
Right. There was
and
a
no
switch.
No one ever taught me and showed me the scriptures in the Bible, Mark 16:17.
Going on and off.
I got
to find
them. And Jesus. Do what God says and take it.
Where
mix it with faith. I sound like I'm getting a little pastoral right now.
Yeah, aren't you?
Somata sidi dala moko.
There you go.
Manda kishiti kolora bashata. Manda kalaboho. Masiki loboko da masa. Kadita na mosoya. Kamba sokoya.
Banbaya.
For I would say unto you this day, saith the Lord, that I am not a God that is afar off.
Just do the tongues
again. I sound like I'm getting a little pastoral
right now.
Just
do the tongues again, will you?
Somata.
Somata.
Sididalamoko.
Get this
down.
Everybody.
I'm translating it.
Kalabahu.
Kalabahu.
Siki. Lomoko.
Okay. I love Robert Till. I mean, I love this guy. This guy has the, he has the depth. He's got the routine. He's got the thing. You know.
He's got his what?
I think he's still on, and he's got his what all the way, man. This guy went to prison for his what. That's how much. He came back. We're here at Cotolo Chronicles. I forgot to tell you, we did our hour thing there, and Steve Olscher is gone. Don't forget, if you want to go, what do I do with it now? What do I do with my TRW? Here it is. TRW is the promo code. Did he say you'd get in for nothing if you did the RTRW? You'd get in for nothing if you're down
there. It was like a $200-some ticket?
This is a bargain. If you're down in San Diego, you're listening there, the 24th and 25th, reinventionworkshop.com. TRW is the promo code. That means you heard Steve here, 200. Now, you know, look, I did. There's something else I gave to you, right? And you won't go out and buy one book? I gave you. Go out and buy a book. I just gave you 200 and... 47 or whatever it was dollars in you could find your what there. He didn't even say, well, I guess you could find out where it is. Probably in the San Diego Center, San Diego Giant Center. All these places are named now after corporations because nobody has money anymore. But he'll tell you how to make money. Because he is no flibber to gibbet, that guy. Follow us, Frank Atolo, on Facebook. Twitter.
You can't follow on Facebook.
You don't follow on Facebook. Yes, you do. Yes, you could put me on the stream, on your news stream. Isn't that following when you put a person on your news stream?
You can.
Yes, you can.
Without being their friend.
Don't tell me. I've been on Facebook.
It's awesome.
When people went, what are you doing on that? What is it called? Famdink? No, Facebook. Famdink? Facebook it's called. And you should be on it. Because I'm on it, and everyone's going to be on it soon. You know what else is coming up? The year 103. The Chinese New Year 103 is coming up. The 31st of January. The year of the horse is coming up. Why? 103. Why are they so far behind? I can't figure this out. Because the Chinese, and think about this, their civilization was around way before. And I ought to know, because I wrote the complete and unabridged history of Japan, which of course starts in China. Because that's where it all starts. It wouldn't be Japanese if it weren't Chinese. It all started in China. And you and I both know that if we start digging now, we may live to dig our way right into China. Because if you keep digging and digging and digging, and you can get past all those new things they have under there now, like tunnels, and they have tunnels and things, and wires and stuff, you will wind up on a street in Shanghai. That's what they used to tell me when I was a kid. Dig the hole and you can get to China. Like, that was my what. And I said, that's it. I'm going to China. And these people have been around for beyond belief. You can't even count how long. So how can it only be year 103? Now, obviously counting differently than us, because we have year 2014 based on the first census. That's based on the first census. Don't go to the History Channel. I have it right here. Based on the first census, which just happened to be, at least according to the book, when it just happened to be when the year Jesus was born. Is that not correct?
Oh, yeah.
What?
For I would say unto you.
You got it. Okay. You would say. So, and that's 2014 now because of that. But the Chinese have only 103. That's amazing. I don't know how that works. And I'm not going to find out either at all. Next week, Dr. Popoli. And Dr. Popoli knows that he's here for 2 hours. I don't mean to make fun of Steve, because it's nice of him to come on and to do everything he can. There's a guy who knows what to do. Get on shows, and he will get every audience. You see, when this program began, it's not a program, it's a show. When this show began way back before all those weasels wanted to be on the internet, and, you know, all those weaselly dumb, oh boy, am I really into putting them down today. All of them. All the people who never wanted to be on the internet broadcasting because, oh, that crap is junk. Who's going to know the internet in 4 years? Yeah, right. You and your life and everything you own. You weasel, you skunk. All those guys, and some of them are gals. I don't have to mention their names. You know them. You know them. They, before that, we were here. I forgot my point. What was my point I was going to say? We were here.
The weasels?
No, the weasels were there. Before they were on, we knew what we wanted to do here, and we did it. Oh, that's right. And we had a certain audience, and we developed a certain audience that is still with us because they were with alternative broadcasting from the beginning. Guys like Steve Olscher now know, and people like Robin Matthews knew, and Robin didn't have anything to sell. Robin came on. Wonderful actors and actresses like Richard Benjamin, who came on this show, and his wife, and his son, and Mr. Van Dyke Parks, who came on the show, and the late, great Paul Williams. And these people knew, they said, you know, there's going to be an entirely new generation or audience, and we got to go there, okay? And they came here, Robin Williams, Chris Costello, all these wonderful people who knew before that they should be here because there's another audience. That audience is still with us, and they are not going over to those guys, the weasels, the gals. What's a girl weasel? Is a girl weasel the weasel?
A weasette.
A weasette. Wheeze. Wheeze.
Wheeze.
Wheeze. What is my phone doing down here? You got anything else from my house you want to bring down into the office?
It was sitting right over there.
My phone?
Yeah.
Well, oh, that's this phone right here. Is it work? Let's see. It's working now?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. This is, you know, at one time before there was Skype and everything, this is how we did phone.
You held them up?
Yeah, we held the phone right to the, and we called people up, sure, and held them to the phone.
Sure.
Many years ago, things were different, but we're here now, and let's call somebody.
Let's call, I
want to call, not you.
Oh.
That's stupid, then you're here. I mean, what am I going to do? Call?
No, I was going to.
Who's that?
I was going to call somebody.
Is that Ben? Oh, Ben? Who's this guy again? Bo. Can we call Bo Burnett? What's his name?
Burnett.
What's his name?
Bo Burnham.
Bo Burnham?
Bo Burnham.
No, we don't have his number. And he won't give it out because he does shows. And he won't do it specially because he's got to be prepared. He's got a press agent. And he's getting into that whole world now where he can't live for himself and do what he wants to do. Before you know it, he'll be on a weasel show.
Well, who?
And he won't be on our show and go like, oh, no. No. Bo is a good guy. I just wish he could be on the show. What about
Mikhail? Contact the press agent.
Oh, you know, I don't go through all that stuff. People ask me people ask me to be on the show. I don't have time to be booking people.
I'll do it.
You work. You want to book people? You book people
on
this show.
I got to do something on this show.
Right. You earn a mic so that you can earn a mic and a splitter.
I have a mic.
You have a mic right here. We got a mic. We're here, by the way, on Cthulhu Chronicles.
Who do you want to call? You want to call Raul?
No, Raul, why isn't he here? Raul, no, he's out looking for a girlfriend, isn't he? Raul, my bodyguard is amazing.
Call?
My bodyguard is amazing. Yeah, call him up. He's amazing. He was all week, you know, you would think he'd had something that he's on Facebook. I need a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend. I'm looking for a girlfriend. I mean, how do you just decide? That's his what? I want a girlfriend. Like on Facebook, somebody's going to go, you know what? I wanted a boyfriend. Let's get together. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I'm calling him. So you can ask him.
Yeah.
That.
Raul is my bodyguard now and then. He's not guarding my body right now. See, he doesn't have this is great.
Working?
It really sounds like a show. Like a weasel show. Sounds like a weasel. Hey, Raul? Raul? Yeah, Raul, listen. I'm in danger. Why aren't you here guarding my body right now? You're on the air, Raul.
I don't know. I should be there.
Yeah, you're on the air right now. We want to know about your quest this week for a girlfriend. Have you found a girlfriend yet?
Unfortunately, no.
I've been reading your Facebook posts, and I'm sent personally to every girl I know on my list. You just to go be his friend and find out if you want to be his girlfriend.
What? It didn't work, though. No one's contacted me.
No. Well, nobody that I send emails even gets back to me anyway. But you... or maybe they... I don't understand if they would have seen your... if they went to your website. How come you don't go to a dating service?
I would never do that.
Because why? Tell us why you don't like about match or rematch or upmatch or... Connect.com.
Light a match.
Light.couples.com. Christian Singles. Why don't you go to Christian Singles? What? You know they have one just for black people? Do you know there's a...
Yeah, I tried Black People Meet, but they wouldn't let me on.
That's just called Black People Meet, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm suing them for
discrimination.
Discrimination. Okay, go ahead.
And there's a Farmers Meet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
For farmers only.
You know what? You certainly don't want to wind up your girlfriend being a cow. That's for sure. Right? Why wouldn't you do that?
What?
Why wouldn't you do that? Go to one of those.
I don't know. I'd rather meet someone face to face and like do it through that. I don't know. I don't really like it.
Okay. Well, did you really think that somebody at Facebook's going to see that? I mean, yeah, you could do that. I mean, it's a long shot, but why not? And say, hey, there's a handsome guy.
It was more of a joke.
Was it? Because I wasn't laughing. I was actually feeling sorry for you.
No, it was actually a joke.
Because I know you, and I think you'd make a great boyfriend. And not only that, but if any girl was under your care, if they were with you, they'd be safe because you'd pelt the living daylights out of anybody who like made a pass or anything. Girls like that.
Yeah, they do.
Are you working these days?
I'm pretty sure I just got a job, but we'll see.
Okay, because I'm keeping you on the payroll, but only if you can protect me.
Okay. I can protect you from here, Frank.
From there. You can protect me from there. I love it. Well, we're sorry we interrupted whatever it is you were doing there. We just thought we'd call and say.
I'm not doing anything.
I was surprised you didn't show up with Jeremy tonight. Did he not want to drive you? Is that it?
I don't know.
Are you going to Afghanistan? I hope not. You've decided not to?
I don't know. I don't even have anybody to send us over there, so.
Okay, so you're not doing anything then with the military these days?
I'm still doing my drills, obviously. But other than that, not really.
Okay. Well, look, you know, anytime you want, you give a call or what have you. We hope you're well, and we'll see you again soon, okay? Maybe we'll have... When it gets warmer, we'll have another beer blast outside. How about that?
Yeah, definitely.
But no one under.
Too.
Yeah, but no one under 21. Remember.
21 months. That is.
Don't mention names on the phone here. Did you mention names? No. We'll want to be. You know, everybody will make up. We'll have makeup. People who are mad at one another or something.
We'll have them over
beer. Yeah, beer and makeup.
While you're doing that, you should invite over.
I'll invite Robin Matthews to come over. make us all up.
He knew where I was.
Thank you, Raul, and you stay well. Are you feeling okay these days?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Getting better.
Getting better? You're not sick, are you? You're okay, right?
No.
Okay, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you soon. If you need us, you know where we're located, right?
All right.
Okay, here's Jeremy.
Well, we're going
to... Oh, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you, and good night.
Goodbye.
Raul.
Bye, Raul.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Raul, my body, my... What is he? Is he my... He's my... Well, you've heard of him.
Elijah. She believed the word. And she did what he said to do.
And that's what he said. Be Raul. We could do a commercial. Be Raul's friend. Go to Raul on Facebook. And girls. Arbarca. Arrio Arbarca. It sounds like he's in a Zorro episode. Arbarca. I wonder what Joel McCallick is doing these days. You think he'd answer? He's on. Let's see what let's call Joel McCallick. This will be fun. The last thing he expects. Joel McCallick from WQYB. I've been on his show.
Yeah.
Look at this. I mean, if you're on, if it says online, for gosh sakes, answer, right?
Yeah.
How come it's he's not there?
No, there he is.
Yeah, there's Joel McCallick.
Oh, it's a voice message greeting.
Oh, listen to this.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
If you are calling to speak to the Behind the Mic show,
yeah,
please hang up and dial toll free 866-417-4359.
Did you get that? No.
If you are calling to
call back. Call back. We'll get it.
Please leave a message to include your name, phone number.
Is he online? Is he on the air? No, he's not on the air now.
We will return your
call as soon as possible.
Okay, everybody.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Everybody.
We promoted a show, and that's it. The Behind the...
This is the message.
Beep, beep. You know, we called to be on the... We called for you to be on the... On Cotolo Chronicles, but you're not there. And then you leave us a number to get on your show, and you're not even on. So I know it's a surprise call, Joel, but, you know, what the heck?
Be prepared.
Yeah, I got to be prepared for these kind of things. And now I hang up. I'm going to go... Wait a second. That was Cotolo Chronicles? Oh, my God. He's going to yell at his wife, honey, I told you I should have been near the computer. For God's sake, I could have been on Cotolo Chronicles.
Why'd you call me in, Dad?
I'm never on Cotolo Chronicles. I can't be on Cotolo Chronicles. He doesn't talk like that at all, actually. Who's online? You see, but even though they say they're online, they're not online.
Well, yeah, well, let's just scroll through.
Hey, wait a second. This guy's with... Yeah, this guy here...
Who is this?
Tony Richards is with Joel. Let's call and complain. No, but let's call and complain. Tony? Tony!
We're going to get another voice message.
I subbed for him on a couple of his shows when he was away. That was really weird because I had to actually it was me, but... Tony? Tony! It goes to his phone? Oh, not enough. What is with Skype? 8 billion people on Skype. I can never get anybody there. I don't get this.
They're all joining a club. That's the anti-Francatola club.
Listen to this. This is why I don't do these shows.
Just hang up. It's going to be his phone, I think.
Is there going to be a phone? Tony?
It's going to be like, all right.
Tony Richards.
Sorry, I missed you.
Here goes.
Hi, this is Richard. Thanks for calling. Right now, no one's available to talk to you, but we would like to know your thought.
You're not interested.
I'm going to brief message.
You're not interested.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Bye.
Tony, if you were interested in us calling, you would be there, or you'd be available. It says you're online. You're not online. It goes to your phone. We try to get Joel, and he's not there, but it says he's online. And we're a little tired about all this with us because this is radio. This is professional radio going on here, broadcasting. You're not there. No one's there.
Not professional.
That's it. So, you know, so listen to Behind the Mic. Right.
Reminds me of when we were doing our thing.
Yeah. Did someone just do that? Who's that now? Is that it?
The Dez.
Oh, no. He's barred.
No.
He's barred. No Dez. You know what we could do? We could call him just to hang up on him. That would be fun.
Yeah, call
no,
him.
We don't. Let's. Okay, where is he?
Call him.
Okay, let's call the Dez. Just for a second.
Make sure you hang up as soon as he says hello.
No, I'm going to say this. What is your story? Here.
This is going to be bad.
You can change these. See, it goes boop, boop, boop. You could change that. It doesn't have to be that sound. The Dez is there because the Dez isn't anywhere else, right?
He's never
hanging up on you.
How are you? How come How come people put their, you know, that they're online and then they're not online?
I have no idea.
Isn't that terrible? But you're there because you're always there. So we just thought we'd say hi.
Well, I'm glad you called in. Hello.
When are you doing a show now? You want to give? Are you going to do a show one of these years, Jiggy? I was on with Jiggy the other night on that X Radio Talk Radio X.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy little place.
Right. I'm thinking about coming back the next couple of days. It's just, you know, seriously.
Why don't you go to talk? Why don't you get him to put you on Talk Radio X?
Why would I want to do that?
I don't know. Do something, for God's sake. What are you doing with your life?
I'll do it on Mikecast Live. It works a lot better.
Okay. Well, it's been nice talking to you. Do you have anything to contribute to tonight's show? What is your what? Is your what radio? Is that what you want to do and always? Is that it? Is that your what?
What?
That's it.
And we I've
got a question for you, if it's okay.
Sure. Go ahead.
Dark Matters Radio?
What?
Dark Matters Radio.
Yeah, you told me something. You said you heard me on Dark Matters Radio?
A couple of days ago, I was listening to it, and I heard you on it on this other show. And
what
I thought it was live, and then a couple of days later, it was repeated, and it seemed like a pre-recorded show.
What the heck is Dark Matters Radio? Who was the host?
Oh, I can get that for you right now, but I can. If you go to Art, I'm serious.
You're serious. I just don't remember. I do a lot of those things, but I have no idea who was on or why they would repeat it.
I was just listening to it, and I heard you on it with another show. I think it's darkmattersradio.com or whatever.
Look that up. Darkmattersradio.com? Okay, look it up. Jeremy's going to look it up here right now. He's got a smartphone.
So you can get it at artbell.com or whatever. They're doing a... You can find it. But the reason I knew it was you, I can tell you, because I've talked with you before and tell who it is. You were talking about something Neville's.
Long John Neville.
Yes, and you were talking about that.
Was I? Wow.
And I go, well, that is Frank on that.
I wonder whose show. It might have been from a long time ago.
Well, it said it was a live show, but apparently it wasn't.
No. Well,
a couple of days later, they were repeating that show.
Well, it might have been a live show, but they were playing a... You know, like we do. When people, you know, download a file, and if we say we're live, that's because we were live when we recorded. So maybe that was it. Do you see anything?
I'm not there yet.
Well, hold on a second. I need it to you real quick.
If we could just find out who are the people behind it, maybe I can remember. Not that anyone out there cares much.
Let me pull it up here. Okay, you can go to artbell.com and slide down a little bit, because he's not on anymore for 2 years, and so his person, Keith Rowland.
Keith Rowland.
It's Dark Matter Radio Network, and that goes to darkmatterradio.net, not .com.
Oh, that's why. Darkmatterradio.net.
Am I supposed to still
go to it? I'm sorry. Get his name. Keith? What was his name? Keith? What?
Rowland.
Keith Rowland.
Have you heard his name before?
No. So I have no.
Rowland.
Look up, Google Keith Rowland.
And it goes to darkmatterradio.net. Huh. And I believe you were on.
Well, you know, over the years, I've done a number of these things. I just don't know, remember every single one.
Let me, Capricorn Radio.
Now it's Capricorn. Boy, there's a lot of names here.
Fade to Black. No, I don't think it was Fade. Future Radio, Future Theater, I think it was.
Future Theater, wow, that's a lot of... Oh, it's the name of the show, you mean, was Future Theater on that station?
Yeah, Future Theater, and then Capricorn Radio.
Wow. Either
Paranormal, what the hell?
Paranormal, what is it? What did you get?
Paranormal there? Central.
Paranormal
I'm on
Central.
Dark Matter Radio.
He's on darkmatterradio.net right now.
Not .com.
It's a schedule.
He said .net.
It's a show schedule right now.
Show schedule. I don't know. Well, I'll look up. I'll see what that's all about. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe we'll let them play it. It doesn't matter. It's not like they owe me any royalties or anything. It's
they're paying out royalties from past. No, I'm kidding.
But it's nice of you to have stopped and listened, because it was me. I appreciate that.
That's not why you stopped.
That's not why you stopped, because you wanted to hear me talk about Long John Nibble. So, In any event, in all events, and certainly this event. Okay, well, we're going to try some other people in the next couple of minutes.
We have another potential caller.
We have another potential caller. So we're going to move on. Des, okay, just let everybody know, let us know, let Jiggy know. You know, he's always thinking about you.
I will, okay.
And the best for you. So let him know when you're going to be on and my cast, Flycast, or Castaway Radio, whatever it is, and we'll get people to go over there. How's Eggman doing?
Well, it's with the same word. Are you going to be on John Matthews' show?
Yes, you know John. Yeah, I'm going to be on John the 5th, and then he's going to be on mine the 6th.
Same station he's on.
Yeah, his station, and then on my station the next day. We're going to continue the conversation because we do have something, believe it or not, in common.
Okay.
I know that sounds weird, but we do. And I like John. John's a really good guy. He likes me, and I appreciate that because we're diametrically opposed to just about everything.
What's your Skype?
Right, but I don't think he'll get into an argument with you.
Oh no! And I've been on his show, and we had a good time. No, John's good. No, we're going to talk about something that we both agree upon, in terms of. So everyone should enjoy that. What are you looking for now?
What's your Skype name?
What's my Skype name?
Is it just Frank
Cotolo? I think it's Frank Dot Cotolo. I don't know why they put a dot in there. Maybe that means space. Hey, Des, thank you. Stay in touch. What are you doing tonight? What's going on over there in Texas?
Not much.
Okay. Once again.
What do you want me to say?
Classic Des. I don't know. Maybe there's a parade. Maybe there's a hurricane. Maybe something is going on and nothing. It's just you and your beer?
Well, the Cowboys aren't in the playoffs, so not much going on down here.
Okay, so there's no sports and things and stuff.
I really wanted to do you have Twin Spires available in your state?
Twin
Spires? Yes, I work for Twin Spires. You know that.
They used to have it down here, but they canceled it in Texas.
Oh, because you got some problems in Texas. Don't they simulcast Lone Star and Sam Houston?
Yes, but
it doesn't. But they don't have it down there because you're not allowed to have it down there. That's why.
Well, they used to, but until a few months ago, then they canceled it, and that used to be fun. Waging on Twin Spires, but can't do it anymore.
Wow. Well, get out of that state.
Where you live?
Why don't you move? Why don't you move?
I'm going to.
Texas is just
to California.
Yeah. Bring water if you do, because there's a drought going on out there.
Yeah,
it's horrible. And maybe you can help put out some fires.
Gordon Myers wants to call in to you, so I guess I'll hang up.
Who? Does he know it? Do it on Skype? Gordon Myers?
Uh-huh.
Okay, tell him to call in.
Okay, you know Gordon, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Was he on your show with me?
Yeah.
Okay, tell him to call in.
Press give you a call.
Okay, thank you, Des.
All right, bye.
Take care. The Des. Gordon Myers wants to call in. Gordon Myers? How are we going to find him if he doesn't know? Do you have to be connected to a person? Yeah, I think you do. I think on Skype, I think you have to have a connection. I mean, you have to be a friend or something, or a contact. That's what they call them. It's funny because in the social networks, they call them friends. What are they called? Contacts on Skype. What are they called on Twitter? Your followers. That's it, followers. Different names for the same types of the same things that people do. Things is a bad word. To the same functions for people. Okay, so what did I say? I said January 16th, Steve Olsher, and then whatever is left over, and that was that. On January 23rd, Dr. Popoli will be here. The 30th? I don't know. I'm gonna find something fascinating to do on the 30th. Something's going to come up. I just know it. Or I'll do a drum solo show. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, a rare drum solo show on the Artist D. Go to theartistd.com, the Fabulous D Show, and this is great. It's on water. The topic is water. Water. H2O, water. And it would take on many levels, of course, because the depths of water as a symbol, as a metaphor, as an allegory, fantastic. So a drum solo show, that means no guests, just the Artist D, all alone and doing that only what the Artist D can do. Get over there to do that. And we could sell a book and then let's sell the book and then come back.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky escapades. Parallel universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Steal by Frank Cotolo.
Is there someone there now?
On Amazon.
Call her right after this. We're selling books now. Sell books and then we'll get a caller. Here on Cotolo Chronicles, all right? So keep listening. When you talk classic literature, what names come to your mind? These days, only one, Frank Cotolo. That's me. And my new book, Molotov Memoirs, is rapidly becoming the classic of all classics. How can you get your hands on this? Read it, absorb it, make it part of your life? Go to blurb.com and just type in my name, Frank Cotolo. And the fabulous book that's illustrated by T. Stephen Gessick and written by me, Frank Cotolo, can be yours. Become a part of the classic literature generation. Get Molotov Memoirs at blurb.com today. Not just that, you can also you can get the cheap version. Now you can get it and put it on your smartphone.
Cheap.
Cheap, right? Like, yeah, right. You know what? It's funny thing is, it's cheaper to buy Molotov Memoirs, the digital version, than it is to buy one issue of Mad Magazine on the stands. Who's that? New contact request.
Oh, there she is.
Okay. Let's get her.
I was going to call
her. Add to contacts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here she comes.
So this is, let's give her an intro.
Where, what do I do? Just, I said yes. Do I hit her here? Where is she?
Well, she should be in your friends now. Shouldn't
she should be. Is she online?
Yeah, there she is.
Grace?
But wait.
Wait, okay. We'll introduce her.
This is a friend of mine.
Okay.
Much like myself, she's an aspiring actress.
Oh, great.
Model and filmmaker.
Okay. And I'm going to meet her for the first time. Her name is Grace. Grace.
Grace.
Grace.
Just Grace.
Marie Ramos. One.
Don't forget the one.
Amazing. Grace.
She's on.
Is that you?
Oh, honey, the sound on this is messed up.
Is that you?
Is she here?
What happened?
She just hung up.
Oh, she wants to be on and then hangs up on us. Like, what did she
try
just
again,
say?
Try again. Well, she's probably talking to her husband.
Mr. Ramos.
Well.
What?
That's her maiden name, I guess.
Oh. Right? Grace? Why'd you hang up on us?
We'll call her on here if it doesn't work.
We're going to call her on here. Grace? Hi, Grace.
Hello?
Hi, don't hang up. This is me, friend of Jeremy. Goodbye.
She's like, oh, I'm done.
Wow, you said there was somebody. This is great. This is really.
No, what? She really does want to talk.
Well, why doesn't she get on? She just requested.
I think she's having sound troubles.
She's having sound troubles?
Is what my best guess would be.
Well, so why don't you find out while you're doing this, and I'll go on with the show. What, you want to call her on there?
I'm calling her already. This will be easier. This is how we talk to Raul.
Yeah, these are nice sound troubles. No sound troubles.
There
yeah.
She is.
Hello?
Okay, Grace, hi.
Hi.
Hi, how come? Are you having sound troubles on Skype? We tried to call you, and what happened?
I have no clue. Sorry, I think my internal speakers or something, it was all messed up. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay, so there's just a connection problem. It says right there, oh, it has shared contact. Okay.
Wow.
Well, okay. Well, how are you? How are you, dear?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm weathering all storms, let us say.
Yeah.
Jeremy tells me you're an aspiring filmmaker.
Yeah, I am aspiring filmmaker, actress, model, everything pretty much.
Good. Good. What did you do? Make it lower?
No.
Well, okay. And what do you, this is your what? This is what you want to do. Well, that's a lot of different things. Do you want to do them all eventually, or do you want to concentrate?
Oh, yeah. Eventually, I hope to just touch on everything. Right now, I do a lot of modeling and acting.
Okay, where are you modeling and where are you acting now?
Where am I acting? Well, I'm just acting whatever casting calls I attend or auditions I attend for my agency.
Okay. So you're looking for just parts and things to do, walk-ons and anything you can do? You know, I used to do that in Hollywood. I've been in some movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know that has impressed you to no end. I can hear. But that's...
No, it does.
But Jeremy has, too. Jeremy has too, though. I mean, you can start that way. Do you think of doing any theater? Like, this is a hard area. Where are you? In this area?
Harrisburg? I'm located in Pennsylvania, I guess.
Well, I know. So are we. But, I mean, you know Jeremy, and he's here, so it can't be.
We go to school together.
More in the Harrisburg area. Yeah,
this is really not a prolific place for people who want to work out things like doing some theater. There's no little theater or anything around here?
There's theaters. I like theater. I'm just more interested in like film TV shows, commercials, that, along that line.
So many people who have gone into film and stuff, of course, you know, they have theater backgrounds. Theater is a great place to start, playing. Because did you take acting, or did you do any kind of, you went to school with Jeremy, so you did what? You took courses in acting?
Yeah, I've taken a lot of acting classes and my agencies, and also some in school right now in college. So I'm taking some acting classes. I'm thinking of also joining a theater class in college also.
Yeah, theater's great. I can't endorse? I can't emphasize. I'll use emphasize. I can't stress. Thank you. I don't have any stress either, but I can't stress enough how theater is a wonderful place to start getting your chops, as we say, in the acting business. Do people say that to you? You got your chops yet?
No, I haven't heard that.
Okay.
I'm from Texas originally, so there's a lot of sayings that they say around here that I'm not too familiar with.
She's from Texas.
I'm getting the hang of it.
Oh, you're from... We were just talking to somebody in Texas. Where in Texas are you from? Austin?
I'm from El Paso, Texas. It's not too far away from Austin,
actually. El Paso, the light in the night of El Paso. I met a girl on the... You know that great song, El Paso? Right? Marty Robbins, on the night, and she shot me in the head. Remember that one? No, El Paso.
Why? No,
you don't sound Texan.
I'm not even sure. I've never heard it.
I'm not even sure.
I believe you. I know. Never heard it.
Grace just had an audition earlier today.
Yeah. Oh, you had an audition today. What did you audition to be in today? Which kind? I didn't hear that. So unclear. A what?
I had an audition for a Con Air commercial.
Oh, Con Air?
Yeah.
That's funny because Con Air. Wait a second. I was watching that movie tonight. There is no Con Air.
No,
what is Con Air?
It's a woman.
They have like different products. This one in particular was for Motherhole. Since I'm 25, so I can kind of go young or older, and it was for steam cleaning, like a steamer.
Is it speaking?
That one is the non-speaking role. I think they're going to have a voiceover for that same commercial.
What about, where do you look for parts and things to do in Harrisburg? We don't have a backstage or Variety. Where do you look for that stuff to find out where there are auditions or open calls and stuff?
Well, I was casted and scouted, so basically people have to... Well, if you're trying to get into the industry where if you're trying to be a model, you probably want to take tons of classes and maybe go visit like one of your local modeling agencies, and then from there, kind of get your foot in the door, practice before you can actually submit your headshots and portfolios to bigger, well-known agencies. You have to have some kind of experience before you can actually get a well-known agency.
That's the catch 22, right? You have to have experience to get an agent, and you have to have an agent to get experience. That's the catch 22 that was big in Hollywood at one point. Well, how do you get an agent? Well, you have some experience. How do you experience? Well, get an agent, you know. Just go round and round.
Where? It's a vicious circle.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I sure wish you an awful lot of luck doing that. And if you ever want to be on the show and tell people, that you're available to do parts, or you want to do dialects, or something, you want to do an audition, or you want to show your composite, or you have something on tape, or you want to play or anything, please feel free, because we always endorse all independent people and people who are trying to make it out there in the world.
Absolutely. Where, that sounds great.
Do you have a website?
Do I have a website? Well, right now you can find me on Facebook. My name is Grace Marie Williams.
Okay, I'm gonna make you my friend, and we'll start from there. Grace Marie
Williams. And that's my professional portfolio on there.
Facebook. Well, look for me. You know, don't block me and stuff, and don't tell them. Well, you know what they do? You know what they do on Facebook? If you go to somebody and they, do you know this person? They say no, but, or you're going to say yes, and then you'll, and they go, you don't know this person. And they like, for 2 weeks, they wouldn't let me email anybody because someone said, they said, get on me on Facebook, and I went there, and then they reported me. That's not fair.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
I didn't even know they could report you just for requesting.
Yeah, and then they somehow stop you from emailing or being friends with anyone or anything. And,
yeah.
And I want to tell you, for those 2 weeks, I was sad. Something was missing from my life. I was just not complete. Thank you, Grace, and for this.
Don't worry, I'll add you.
Thank you for this little bit of time. Say hello to Jeremy if you see it. You want to say hello to Jeremy? He's right here.
Here I am.
Here's Jeremy. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, Grace. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night.
Good night. There goes Grace. We'll have to talk. Yeah, we'll have to talk to Grace again when she gets. So tell her to get her Skype fixed, though, for God's sakes. I'm tired. These things are weird, and then they have weird voices and weird sounds.
Oh, what, coming through the phone?
It comes through. Well, it's not just that. It's everybody's phone. Phone texture is not the word. Phone style is not the word. Everyone's phone has a different. Sound in a certain way. Nobody's, you know, phone sounds the same. So some of it is, and you get that real trebly thing on the phone there. My name is Frank Atoma. My man's name adorns the title of the show. And I want to tell you something. Can I eat up time or what? Because here we're going. We only a couple more minutes and then we're going to fly out of here for Y2K plus. What happened? Everything just went all of a sudden. On Y2K plus, what happened?
I don't know.
Wow, what a stupid! I hate that everything's going all over the place. I'm talking about my computer here. My putting all this stuff on. Let's move this over here. We're going to be here next week again because we're here on Thursday nights live. 148.ca. Listen, and we're going to 148.ca/Frank. And there's a whole bunch of things you can read there if you want. If you have time that you just want to waste. It won't be a waste.
Great self-promotion.
I know. Yeah, great self-promotion. Now, you know, you laugh a little bit. You read some stuff. It's just that, you know, some people read my stuff and they go, they're afraid to laugh because they go like, well, wait, I don't know. Is he serious or not? And this is something I try to do. You know, if somebody thinks something is serious and it's funny, they're afraid to laugh. You know, when you meet people and you fool around with them and they don't want to laugh at you because they, if they just meet them, you meet them. So you've never met them before. You never, and you start fooling around and they don't want to laugh because they go, oh, I don't want to laugh at this person because this person may be serious. And if I laugh, then I'm saying to this person they're funny. And then that person's going to say, what are you laughing about? Because they don't know. So that's a great game to play with people.
How am I funny?
Yeah. I'm a clown. I amuse you. What's missing? Wasn't there something missing?
Yes,
oh, the Talk Radio X gets on the... Oh, you know what happened? The thing went.
What thing?
This one.
Which one?
There you go. We're still on. Yeah, we're still encoding. It doesn't matter because we're going to be running that theme any second now. And look at this. I don't know. It's just doing weird things. Look at that.
Weird.
No one can look at it. I say, look at that. That's a euphemism.
Everybody
can't look. It's not television. You can't look at that.
Everybody who's listening is like, what, where?
What, where, when, how? I'll tell you what we'll do here, and this will be a very good thing to do right about now. This. because we've done it. Thank you, Steve Ulsher. I know those of you who remember when Steve Ulsher was on this show, which seemed like 4 hours ago.
A pterodactyl flew through the window.
Steve. go to, what is it called? ReinventionWorkshop.com, SteveOlster.com. Look up his name. Get a free book. It's free. What is your what? What is your what is the name of the book? And yeah, go to whatisyourwhat.com.
Yeah.
And you can get there from that. My name is Frank Atolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show, and we'll be back again with Dr. Popoli, Dr. Gary Popoli from the University of Maryland. I think it's the University of Maryland and the Baltimore Collegiate, Scoping Center for MRI Study. And the Freudian Center of the Freud's Three Stooges, Aunt Ego and Super Ego. Remember? Yeah, they'll be there again too.
Yeah, yeah.
Say goodnight, Jeremy.
Right?
Say goodnight.
Good night.
Jeremy Long, you can follow him on Jeremy M. D. Long on Twitter. You won't be sorry. If you are, don't blame me. And me, of course, Frank at Frank Atolo on Twitter, and hash mark Daily Meds. So every day you can get a useless thought that you can pass on.
You can find me on Facebook too.
That was Twitter. Now Facebook is Jeremy Long, Jeremy MD Long on Facebook.
Just Jeremy Long.
Jeremy Long on Facebook. Just do Jeremy Long, and his father. Say hello to his father for me, too. Steve Long and all them. Meantime, good night, Mrs. Erskine, wherever you are. We're leaving because we have nothing more to say.
球到冰球，小村到大市，咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心，是 Cthulhu Chronicles.